presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. After a long, exhausting swim, Jim arrives at the anchored schooner of Captain Kennedy to bring help to the wounded Kolo left in the jungle, guarded only by Shanghai Lil and Kitty St. John. As Kennedy sets sail, the guards on shore give the alarm, and though he must travel up coast 10 miles or so, he has to set straight out to sea or betray the hiding place of the other fugitives. When almost out of sight of Thorson's Island, a dark shape appears ahead. It proves to be a submarine, one of the fleet of silent tigers of the sea whose hiding place Jim has discovered and has sworn to destroy. One of its officers and a company of sailors put out in a small boat to search Captain Kennedy's schooner. While the investigation is on, Jim and Captain Kennedy stay aft, completely aloof, giving no aid to the searching party, but powerless to prevent it.
I'd give 5 years off my life to have a 3-inch rifle mounted behind a false wall on the after cabin right now, Jim. I'd man it myself if necessary and blow that iron pig to kingdom come.
Agreed, Captain Kennedy. But we haven't got it, so that's that.
Piracy, that's what it is.
Right.
We're flying the American flag, and obviously we're only a trading vessel. What can they possibly want from us?
Now that I wouldn't even guess. But I know one thing. No one has discovered Thorson yet. He's still tied up.
Yeah, you seem very sure of that.
And positive. If he were set free, he'd figure that when you set sail in defiance of the guards, you were obviously trying to conceal something. So what more likely than that he would have communicated with his flotilla of subs, and they'd waste no time in trying to track your ship down and get the girls and myself if we were on it.
Yeah, seems like ABC when you tell it.
And his submarine officer seems to be on purely a routine checkup.
A fine routine. Just like a highwayman stopping to examine the contents of one's pocket. You feel creepy even if he doesn't steal anything. Uh-oh. Here he comes now.
Captain, your papers seem to be in order. Your manifests, your log. May I congratulate you on the obvious neatness and efficiency below decks?
Oh, gosh, thanks. If we knew you was coming, we'd be really spruced up and our cook can whip up a lovely cake.
Your attempts at humor are not so welcome in such a delicate situation as this.
So, that's what it is, a delicate situation. For which one of us, Mr.?
That will be sufficient. Silence.
Well, I ain't exactly one to disobey orders, mister, but that fellow over on your craft is going to break an arm off soon if you don't turn around and look at his wigwagging. Been doing it for the past few minutes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, you ain't exactly easy to please. I just told you.
Guards! Thunderbolts! Schnell! Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Captain.
And to you, too. I'd love to meet you soon, but under slightly different circumstances.
Hey, I wonder what made them quit here in such a hurry. Oh, I never saw such a change occur so fast. And may I congratulate you, Captain, on a beautiful job of goat getting.
Hmm?
I thoroughly enjoyed every moment of it.
Oh, shucks. Too bad he had to leave. We were just getting warmed up. That's one reason those people, no matter what their ambitions seem to be, will never be a great or a ruling nation. They can't laugh even at the other fella, much less themselves.
Well, there he goes aboard. Say, they're not even taking time to bring their inflated boat aboard. One of the men just cut a hole in it with his knife and it's sinking.
Huh?
What the devil are they running from?
Well, you can't prove anything by me.
Well, whatever it is, they certainly respect it. Look, there they go under the surface.
Huh.
Well, goodbye, and if you never come up, it'll be all right with me.
Well, them's about my sentiments, Jim.
Now that he's gone, it seems even funnier.
What?
Your snappy answers to that submarine officer. I still can't figure how you did get away with it.
Well, I figured it this way. When a fellow's out hunting elephants, he'd be kind of silly to take a shot at a rabbit. We're just too small a prize to bother with. So So maybe I did get away with a little more sarcasm than the circumstances seemed to call for.
And it gives me a sort of clean feeling, though, that they've gone. Mm. Anything could have happened. So what's that? You hear something?
Yeah. Well, I'd say a couple of them big patrol bombers were coming this way. Yes, sirree. That's what it is. And there's your answer as to why they left that fast.
Why, sure. Their plane detector devices told them that the planes were headed in this direction long before we heard them.
Too bad they weren't here 10 minutes sooner.
Well, it makes little difference, Captain. If we can pick up Cole, O'Kitty, and Lil, my report back to the naval authorities will result in the nest of these sea serpents being destroyed.
Can't happen too soon for me. Well, let's get on the way. Full speed ahead, Bill. Same course.
Why, those planes are almost too high for us to see them, Captain.
Yeah, but not too high for those rats to hear them. I guess they're away by now.
Yep. When do we change course, Captain, and start heading for the cove on the island?
Oh, I'd say another half hour. That'll just about do it. And that should bring us up to the cove just about dusk.
Perfect timing, Captain. Won't take us 10 minutes to get them off after we arrive there.
In the meantime, the regular patrols of Thorson's guards cover all parts of the island kingdom, even though its ruler is still unable to move, having been bound and gagged, and is now a prisoner in his own library, and no one but Jim knows it.
Come in.
Buenos dias, Postop. Buenos dias.
Oh, it's you guys again. Now what's the matter this time?
Oh, nothing is the matter, Postop. We lose something.
Well, it ain't your head. You're still talking. Come on, speak up.
Well, if we get here, he'll know more about it than me.
Come on, stop fumbling the ball. Tell me what you want to tell me or get out.
See, boss Tom, you see, we lose Juan.
What do you mean you lose Juan? Did he drop out of your pocket or did you just mislay him someplace?
Oh, no, none of those things, boss. We just lose him.
See, boss Tom.
One more crack like that and I'll lose you, but for good. Come on, who, what, when, where, and why?
Well, we was on patrol with Juan doing the beach by the big cove.
Si.
Juan, he was ahead of us. Say he go into the bush, get a drink of water by big white spring.
Well?
That is all. He don't come out. We lose him.
Yes. We go after him, Boston, but the trail end near spring. Signs of small struggle, but no Juan. He disappeared. Poof, he go away.
Things like that don't just happen. Poof, he go away. It ain't so easy. If I wasn't sure this Bradley was in Bull's care up at the big house, I'd swear he had something to do with it. But that's out. He couldn't have done it.
I saw we report to you, boss. What we do now?
You take Pedro and go back there to the spring and don't return till you bring me a clean story of what happened or you're both fired.
Pedro, he won't come, Boston.
What do you mean he won't come?
He's dead.
What? What's going on around here? What do you mean he's dead?
That's right. Someone stick him with a bayonet right through the gizzard.
See.
Why didn't Louis tell me? They were working together, weren't they?
Yes, he worked with Pedro, but he's dead too, see.
Let me get this straight. What happened to Louis?
Someone hit him on head with stone. Rifle butt or something like that.
Holy mackerel. Something's going on here. Two guards killed in one night and another disappears. Wait a minute, you guys. Hello, Bill. You heard anything from the boss? Not a word, huh? Oh, no, nothing wrong. Just a little trouble with some of the guards. Yeah. No, nothing serious. You let me know the moment you hear from Bull. Bye. There's got to be someone loose. Maybe we didn't round up that whole gang yet. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it must be. There's more of that Bradley bunch loose, and it's up to us to find them. Come on, you guys. Get a hustle on.
Si.
We got things to do, Frank.
Yes, sir, boss Tom.
You go down to the guardhouse, see, and get 3 men. And go along the east shore. And you, Vigay,
si.
Take 3 more men and go along the west shore. I'll take a gang and go through the middle and meet you at the point. You understand?
Si, boss Tom.
I want every inch of that bush gone through. We got to find whoever is loose on the island pronto.
Meanwhile, Lil, Kitty, and the badly wounded Kolo are hiding in the thicket where Jim left them when he left for Kennedy's ship to get help to return and eventually rescue them.
Quiet, Kitty. The sound. There's three guards out on the beach, and they seem to be looking for something or someone.
I'll bet they've missed the guard Kolo got yesterday.
Maybe. But we're safe for the moment. They're pretty cagey, though. One's leading and the other two are hanging back.
Yeah.
Gosh. Why, they don't take a step without looking in every direction. Stop him, Kitty. I told you to hold a hand over his mouth.
I did, but he didn't seem able to breathe.
They've got to somehow. If they hear us, the jig is up. Now, I'll keep him covered, but you've got to keep Kolo quiet.
Well, I'll do my best, Lil. But he's suffering so much now, I hate to add anything to it.
Oh, don't be a ninny, Kitty. You know, we might just as well give ourselves up as let him betray our hiding place. And if Kolo was conscious, he'd cut his tongue out before he'd make a sound.
Oh.
That a girl. Oh, Kitty, I know it's tough. But you know, it'd be a blame sight tougher if we were to be captured and brought before Bull Thorson. Have you any idea of the fiendish delight he takes in torturing people who don't see things as he does?
I've seen enough of him to believe anything. But don't give me the details, Lil. I don't want to hear them.
Well, you just remember him any time you get chicken-hearted about a moment's inconvenience to Kolo.
Gee, his fever's mounting, Lil. I haven't any idea what it is, but he's actually burning up. There's nothing else we can do for him, is there?
Not a thing. Except to keep those cloths wet and lay them on his forehead, right? You better put one on his chest, too.
Lil, Lily's trying to get up.
Keep still, Kolo. Oh, Kolo. Oh, lay down, do you hear? Hold him down there, Kitty. Kolo, please.
Oh, Lil, you'll have to help me. I'm afraid he's mad. I can't hold him. Kolo, please be quiet.
Lil, I don't dare lose sight of these guards, Kitty. Well, then, give him a little leeway.
Right.
Only just keep him from yelling. That's all.
You stay down there if I have to sit on you. Now look what you've done, Cole. You've opened the wound again. Give me the canteen, Lil.
Lil and Kitty and Kolo past rescue? Can Jim return in time? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.